Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Good morning, Chicago, and welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio Show. I am your host, David Hochberg. We got a packed show, packed show. We are going to supply you with a ton of information today, which is going to be valuable for your everyday life. I'm just going to run down the show real quick. 10:30, Amy Kites from Amy Kite Realty is going to come on, talk about what's going on in the real estate industry. The credit guru, Gary Novell, at the bottom of the hour at 10:30. Kelly Mickley from Executive Green Carpet Cleaning is going to come on at 10:45 to talk about what is going on with the cleaning industry and what they're doing at Executive Green Carpet Cleaning to keep you safe and keep your home germ-free. I had them out of my house, last week, and they did a tremendous job. And I wanted Kelly to come on to talk with our listeners about why they are essential and what they can do to make your house a lot cleaner and a lot healthier. At the top of the hour, 11 o'clock, Byron Andreas will come back on the show to talk about the different projects that he's able to work on due to the weather being a lot warmer than it was about a month or two ago. 11:15, MegaPros Joe is going to talk about how he is helping our listeners with that virtual tour he's been stressing for the past couple of weeks. Then at 11:30, we're going to be talking about a full roundtable. All of your questions, all of your texts, all of your calls will be answered. I'll bring all of the experts back at 11:30 because I'm still the only one in the studio. So we'll have everybody online and everybody will be able to answer all of your questions. So I encourage all of our listeners to do one of two things, one of three things. You could either go to our webpage, which is WGN David. There's a link on there where you could submit all your questions. I have a bunch of questions from our listeners in front of me that I will be answering during the show. So thank you for that. You could call on the MegaPros call and text line, 312-981-7200, or you could send us a text on the MegaPros call and text line, same number, 312-981-7200. I'm going to be talking about forbearance. I was on with Ro Khan. Ro invited me on to a show, I believe it's Thursday. We were getting into what conventional loans did. We talked about conventional loans, how our listeners can battle this coronavirus if they're having challenges making the mortgage payments. And we were about to get into what FHA just released, and then the president started a press conference. And obviously, when the president speaks, it trumps everything, no pun intended. And they cut me off and went over to Washington to hear what the president had to say. So we're going to start the show like we do every show with this opening. Elwood, buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Well, this is definitely Lower Wacker Drive. That's where they got that Picasso.
They're not going to catch us. We're on a mission from God.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That is the MegaPros call and text line. Joe, how you doing, buddy?
I am great, Dave. How about you?
I'm great. Listen, I wanted to start the show with a feel-good story. And I was
a feel-good story.
I was searching the news, and I found this. At a Lebanon, Oregon, Joe, and to all our listeners, on April 1st, William, quote-unquote, Bill Lapshes was one of the first two residents to test positive for the coronavirus on March 5th at the Edward C. Allworth Veterans Home, is celebrating his 104th birthday and his recovery from the novel coronavirus. This is great. When asked how he feels to be 104, Bill answered, "Pretty good. I made it." Bill paused, then added, "Good for a few more." Hold on. Bill lived through, check this out. Bill has lived through the Spanish flu, the Great Depression, a couple of recessions, and he also was stationed in the Aleutian Islands during World War II. So a World War II veteran. He has two grandchildren, six great-grandchildren, and five great-great-grandchildren. So I just want to start the show with a feel-good, Joe, because, you know, everybody, a lot of people have got some bad news this week, last week, about their jobs. And, you know, there's a 104-year-old veteran saying, yep, I'm ready for the next round. So how you doing, buddy?
I feel slightly less than 104.
Yeah, even though you look it, but
come
that's
on,
good.
Dave.
No, you don't look a day over.
You don't even know that.
You don't even. Well, from what I remember, you don't look a day over 99. So I just,
you know what is working, Dave? If the listeners text in those pictures, that is working incredibly well, and we can help them, and we can visualize what they're saying.
Well, one of the listeners sent in a picture of her windowsill, and I did a horrible job explaining it on the show last week. But it was a wood window frame, right? It was a frame. Explain it, that her dog kind of did a number on. Can you walk our listeners through it and what you were able to do to help our listener?
What happened was a lack of communications, right? So they sent their picture in, and I asked you, I said, Dave, is it like scratched on the sill? And you said, yes. So I walked through it, and I said, hey, you're better off painting that than trying to stain it again. So is it possible that you can paint it? You then sent me the pictures, I think, Tuesday morning. And, Dave, the whole window was chewed up, meaning the whole sash around the window and everything else. And I called Tom, the listener, and I said, Tom, I'm so sorry. I misinterpreted the picture. But, yeah, this doesn't look like a dog. It looks like some kind of dinosaur or something. And we laughed. He agreed. And then I walked him through the possibility of him actually replacing his own window, you know, with a vinyl insert window. He can do it. He said he's got time on his hands and it's nicer outside. And I can help him walk through getting the exact measurement to order that window.
Oh, that's great. So
but there was no way to save it. I mean, it was just totally chewed up.
Okay.
And told me that the sill was scratched.
Well, what do I know about sills? But I don't even know what it's called. So we received a lot of comments from our text line, from our listeners, and we value all the comments. We love the constructive criticism. We would like you to do more explaining how our listeners can do more do-it-yourself projects. So that is
sure.
What, and listen, some of the stuff, if I sent you a picture of a chewed up windowsill, now that I know what it's called, there is no way right. On this God's green planet that David Hochberg is going to be able to replace and do anything with that. So for some people, you're going to be able to help. And then other listeners, you could do the, you know, the handyman for a day type of project. And that would be perfect for a handyman for the day. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. But I guess a bigger point is just that, is that I'm going to just advise that I can tell you what your solution is. You know, so instead of trying to fix that sash, which is near impossible, but right. You could do it, to replace that window actually is in his best interest. So whether Mega does it or not, it's not a different meeting. I'm just helping you with the decision.
Right. And that's why the MegaPros call and text line is so valuable. If you have any home improvement jobs, if you have any questions for any of the sponsors on experts on today's show, you could send us a text message, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You could also call that number. We have Ashley and Sammy in the other room who will be monitoring the phones, that we can answer the phones and ask the experts for you. Coming up after the break, Amy Kite, the realtor expert on the show here, is going to be taking your calls and talking about how she is battling through this coronavirus and still selling homes. So you are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on WLS. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. We'll be back after these messages.
In the park, they don't know.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Welcome back to the show. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. I'd like to welcome Amy Kite to the show. How are you, Amy?
I'm great, David. How are you?
I'm great. I first want to read, we've got a ton of emails at WGNDavid.com. There's a link now, Amy. Joe knows this because Joe's gotten a ton of emails from it for home improvement projects. I got a great email from a listener by the name of Charles. He said, my wife and I refinanced our mortgage some years ago with you. We are proud to announce we paid off the mortgage last month. Thank you. We both enjoy the show. There you go. Thanks, Charles. I appreciate that. So that's what it's all about. It's good not to have a mortgage going into this while we're battling in the virus. So I'm glad Charles and his wife are enjoying the show and enjoying living in a home without a mortgage. So, Amy, Let's talk about what the heck is going on in this market that you're seeing, because you helped a listener. You get calls all the time from listeners that need to move for whatever reason, divorce, job change, relocation, people moving into the area looking for a home. I'm transferring. I referred a couple to you in the northwestern suburbs that moved to Florida and retired and needed to sell their home out in the northwestern suburbs that you got under contract in this market in under a month. You received a call from a listener looking to relocate to San Antonio that you and I were talking about this week when we were doing a little show prep. And I thought it was fascinating, and I would love for you to share with our listeners who that caller was and how you were able to help them with their home challenge right now.
Right. So there are still people who have to move today, even though, you know, it may be contrary to what people think. People are still moving. And so we literally did a FaceTime appointment. So she was able to walk me through the house on her phone. We do Zoom, FaceTime, Messenger, whatever people need. We can do that. If they don't want us in the house, we are still considered essential, so we can still go to appointments.
Can I ask you a quick question? Before all of this coronavirus, how many times did you do a FaceTime walkthrough of a home or any type of Zoom appointments in pre-coronavirus?
Honestly, none. I don't think I ever did one.
Yeah. Joe says it with Tom. I mean, business is changing, Amy, as you know it. And the realtors have to pivot, just like the contractors have to pivot. And this is, you know, this is a perfect example of where real estate professionals like yourself and the other realtors on the show are adjusting to the current markets, the current market situation that we're all dealing with, battling this coronavirus.
Absolutely. And the one thing that helps us, certainly technology, the other thing that helps us get the houses sold and the thing that we have to do for this lady who's got to relocate is we do the 3D Matterport tours. And so these are actual 3D images where you can physically walk through somebody's house. So this has helped us immensely with reducing the number of showings for people who are on the market. And allowing people to do these from the comfort of their couch, even though I think people are probably getting sick of the comfort of their couch at this point.
Yes, they are. So, I am.
Right?
I want to burn the couch.
Right. I got to get up and move a little more often. So we use these 3D Matterport tours, have people view them first before they walk in the house. We're doing a lot to protect our sellers. Another thing came down this week that a change that we can no longer show property that is tenant occupied. So no showings are allowed. And so we've got sellers, we've got landlords who need to sell tenant occupied or rent tenant occupied properties. So we're having to even do the 3D tours on those properties. So we're absolutely working around how to get things done today. And we're going to be able to get this woman listed and, you know, hopefully sold within the next couple of months so that she can get on her way and get to Texas.
She has to be in, according to our conversation that we talked about earlier this week, she has to be in San Antonio to start the new job in July. So she has to be down there, and she basically has to sell, from what our conversation was, she has to sell this house because she's not going to be able to afford two different payments for housing and to keep her home up here and to move her family down to San Antonio. So you are using today's technology to get that house up and rolling. And are other real estate professionals, has this become the norm in the past 90 to 120 days?
I would tell you it's becoming more of a norm. There are absolutely agents who aren't doing it, who don't have the funds to do it, who just don't understand it and aren't using it. And so that, you know, that can absolutely put some people at a disadvantage if they're attempting to sell. And I mean, we've been using this technology. We own it. We've been using it for years. So we've actually been ahead of this curve when it comes to, you know, the technology and things that we've used. And we know how to use that on social media, through Google search terms and that kind of stuff to help target buyers who are looking for properties too.
Has the real estate industry, the governing board, you know, National Association of Realtors, have they or the National Keller Williams Corporation come out with any type of rules and regulations that realtors should follow during this coronavirus battle that we're in right now?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there are, and stuff comes down from IAR, too, the Illinois Association of Realtors. So that's where we just got the rule that there could be no more showings of tenant-occupied properties. So we actually have a lot of different places that we, you know, get mandates from. And, you know, I mean, it's wiping down the properties. It's wearing masks and gloves. You know, it's doing these 3D Matterport tours where available to limit the number of showings. And we do have some sellers who have opted to either postpone putting their properties on the market, or we're using the private network right now so that the agents know that they're coming to the market. And we're actually doing our Matterport tours if the houses are ready, even on those private networks, so that they can be viewed prior to even coming to the market by the agents who are out looking for their clients.
All right, I want you to explain that in more detail at 11:30 when we come back. But now we have Donna with a question for you on line three. Can you bring Donna up, guys? Thanks. Hey, Donna, how are you? Thanks for calling the show.
Oh, hi, Dave. I'm good. Thanks. Here's my problem. I sold my home. I signed the contract right before all of this shutdown happened. So we are set to close April 14th. And I have like 4 or 5 days after that to vacate the house. My problem is we are drastically downsizing. So there, I have a lot of furniture, housewares, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Stuff
that I can't take, and the charities aren't picking up. Any clues, anything on what I can do with this stuff?
How about an estate sale, Amy?
You can't do them.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even think about
that. Let me tell you how we're handling the estate sale business, because that's another business that we do own. So this is how we're handling estate sales, because we are actually selling product every day through estate sales. So know that product can still be sold, but everything is being done. We are physically going and picking up the items that we will sell at the estate sale, taking pictures, posting it, selling it online, and she's actually moving it to our storage unit. And so everything's sitting in storage. So estate sale items, we actually are still doing business. Jenny is selling hundreds, if not, you know, I mean, there are days where she'll sell $1,000 or more a day through our estate sale business. So understand that those things are still happening. The other thing I'm going to recommend, if you've got stuff that you were going to donate anyway, put it out on Nextdoor, Facebook Marketplace. You have neighbors right now who need things. And so, you know, I mean, people who are out of work who can't now buy something that they needed, put this stuff out there and you'll have people who will come by and pick it up. Sometimes people are putting stuff out at the road.
Yeah.
I saw somebody the other day, they were moving out. I mean, there was so much stuff at the road. As we went for a walk that night, I said to my husband, I said, you watch, that stuff will all be gone in the morning. And I mean, they had good stuff sitting out there, and literally there was one item left the next morning. I was like, see, told you.
Well, wait a minute. Is that a website, Amy, or is that a Facebook page? What is? I've never heard of Nextdoor. So, for our listeners, what is that?
Yeah, Nextdoor can be fabulous if you can get past the pettiness of some of your neighbors. At times, it can become a little ucky at times. But Nextdoor is a site where you go in, you claim your address, and then you'll be put in this web page that has like 3,000 of your surrounding neighbors.
Wow.
And so you post out, hey, listen, did you hear that big bang last night? What happened? Hey, does anybody know what's going on with the store because it's closed? Hey, I need childcare. This is for sale. This is for free. Support this. So these are all people very local to you. So that's what Nextdoor is. And then Facebook Marketplace you have, which people sell things on. So there's lots of opportunities to get rid of stuff. And honestly, today, you know, if you were going to donate it anyway, donate it to your neighbors.
Don, have you ever heard of that prior to the show?
I've heard of the Facebook one, the Marketplace, but not the Nextdoor.
Well,
okay.
And here's another one, Donna. Donna, hang on. A 224 texter just texted in the Mega Pros call and text line. Neighborhood garage sale site under Facebook, then porch pickup and give local food bank. I don't know what that means, but you know, that
got
that
it.
Could be something
yeah,
else
porch
as well.
Pickup.
Yeah, another
okay.
resource for you. Thank you, 224.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Do you have hardwood floors in that house you're moving out of that you got to clean up?
They're already done.
Okay. Look at that. All right. Well, you know what? We're going to send you a Mr. Floor hardwood floor cleaner, bottle of hardwood floor cleaner for your new home. So hang tight and thanks
oh,
for calling
great.
Down.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. 312-981-7200. Did you hear my voice go up? I'm all excited. I'm going through voice change.
Yeah. Thank you.
So Joe, have you ever heard about that? I you know, are
No, I Amy, I think that you really helped that lady.
All right.
Yeah, good.
I'll tell you what, Amy can. Amy's going to call back everybody at 11:30. We're going to do the roundtable from 11:30 to 12:15. We're going to 1 o'clock today. So, Amy, thank you for calling in, sharing your wisdom, sharing your knowledge. We're going to pay some bills here. Get to Gary Novell coming out of the break talking about a credit tip of the week. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call and text line. Before we get to Gary, I want to read another email. You go to WGNDavid.com, submit your email questions to all of the experts. David, I had a reverse mortgage about 12 years ago. It was joint with my wife who recently passed away. I am thinking about selling my home in the near future. Am I liable for any money if the house is worth less than the amount shown on my mortgage statement, on my monthly mortgage statement? I was under the impression I was not, but now I am not sure as the monthly statement from my mortgage lender goes up about $400 a month. Please email me your answer. I'm going to do better. I'm going to answer it on the air. So, The great thing about the reverse mortgage is, Frank sent this in, and so Frank, the best thing about the reverse mortgage is, if you have, especially in this market where home values will probably lose some value due to the unemployment numbers that are about ready to come out, unless we could turn this thing around quickly, is this. If you owe $150,000 on your home, just going to use some numbers, and your house is worth $100,000, you could leave that house and you will have zero impact on your bank account or on you financially. You are paying an FHA insurance premium every single month, and that's why you enter the reverse mortgage. So you are not liable if your house sells for less than what you owe on the mortgage. What happens is the house gets sold. The lender collects what is available at the time of the sale. You will walk away with nothing, but you also will not be responsible for any payment in the future. What happens is that the lender who has your mortgage files a claim with the Federal Housing Administration for $50,000 in this example. So if you sell it for $150,000...
Well, in this isolation...
Okay, we've got somebody chiming in there. If you sell it for... If you owe $150,000 and you sell it for $100,000, the lender will get paid off. You will not be responsible. The other thing that our listeners need to know is if Frank had passed away and his family had to sell the house, the family is not responsible for that shortage. The lender files a claim with the Federal Housing Administration, an insurance check. That's why you pay FHA insurance premium every single month. The lender will get paid by the FHA for an insurance premium to cover their shortage. So, Frank, you have nothing to worry about. I'm sorry for your loss of your wife, but you go on and live the rest of your life stress-free, not worry about if your house is upside down. Not only Frank, but for all the other reverse mortgage holders out there, there is nothing to worry about. If you have any types of questions, any questions whatsoever from me or any of the other experts on the show, please, please, please go to WGNDavid.com. There is now a link set up that you could click through to see all the sponsors' contact information, or you could click through to send us an email. And I get all the emails and I forward them right to the experts so you get immediate responses. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We have Gary Novell on the phone with us. We also have Joe Hogle, MegaPros Joe. Gary, how you doing this week, buddy? Crazy week,
hi.
Huh?
Hi, David. Yeah, it's been kind of a crazy time everybody's going through nowadays, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, a little. And I hope we could get these checks out figure out a way to get money in our listeners' hands, so to make the pain a lot less impactful. You know what I mean? Because that cash is going to go a long way. So hopefully the federal and the state governments can figure out a way to get these funds into our listeners' hands. And also, if you're a small business owner, we have an extra hour today. So I want to thank WGN for giving us the extra hour, because Stephen A. Leahy, attorney Stephen A. Leahy, is going to be on the show at 12:15. He was on with Bob Surratt yesterday talking about how business owners, small, medium, large businesses from 1 to 500 employees can apply for up to $349 billion that the government set aside to help small, medium, and large companies with 1 to 500 employees. Steve's going to dive deeper into that at 12:15. So if you are a small business owner and you want to learn about how to get up to $10 million of the set aside of the $349 billion, that's with a B, Stephen A. Leahy will be calling in at 12:15. So that's important. So Gary, back to you. Last week, before everything broke about the bailout and all that stuff that was going on last week, you were going to explain how you helped a caller, Juan from Tinley, enhance his credit. And again, this show is geared towards helping our listeners. You could take the information and do it yourself. But what we've found over the past 17 years of doing this radio show is that most of the listeners don't have the patience, the time, or the expertise to get what needs to be done on their credit removed or updated like Gary can, because Gary has over 30-some years' worth of experience. So this is a perfect example of how Juan out in Tinley Park tried to do it himself, Gary, and how you had to step in after he was frustrated to accomplish his goal of enhancing his credit. So walk us through that story, bud.
David, this is a situation that I'm sure hundreds of people have gone through, and it's from Juan. I got a call from Juan, who's a longtime listener of the show, had credit scores in the mid-700s. The original call was he just wanted to know how he can keep those scores over 700. So I advised him the best thing is to keep the credit card balances under 30%, make your payments on time. Easy peasy, not a problem, just like he always did. Then, unfortunately, he got into a car accident and out of work for a few weeks. And then a few months later, a couple medical collections popped up on his credit report that dropped his scores down to the mid-600s. He's heard over the years how I've helped listeners and decided to take a chance and hired me to see what I could do for him. As I was working on removing those collections from his credit report, his credit card companies happened to review his credit. And David, all credit card companies check you out once or twice a year. They saw that his score dropped due to the collections, and then they lowered the limits on all his credit cards. So now with the same balances he had 2 weeks ago, he was now using 90% of his available credit, higher debt utilization that we've talked about before, which dropped his scores even more. So after a few months, I finally got all the collections off his report, advised him to call his credit card companies to ask them to review his credit again because the insurance company dragged their feet paying those collections, which caused his scores to go down. Well, now that his scores were back in the mid-700s, all credit card limits were restored to what they previously were. He was so grateful, and he was saying he never would have thought about calling his credit card companies once the score improved. A happy ending, and one less stressed out client. For any questions on this type of situation, or you just want to talk about your credit, give me a call at 630-624-9557. You're going to be sitting around the next few weeks doing nothing, so it's a great time to start improving your credit. If you want the absolute correct answers to your questions, call me at 630-624-9557. David, I still remember all of the people we helped after we came out of that financial mess 10 years ago, So it's not our first rodeo in this type of situation helping people.
Yeah, well,
Stay safe and healthy, everybody. We're all in this thing together.
Yeah, I just recorded a couple of new spots that are going to run next week regarding what Team Hochberg is doing. We've taken the past 3 weeks off because we've been getting 30 to one day we maxed out at 128 phone calls. So I there's no need to continue to advertise. It's like Perma Seal pulling off the radio when we're in the middle of a week's worth of rainstorms, right? You don't need to advertise when people's basements are flooded. So we kind of pulled off. We're going to come back next week as kind of a low key, thanking our first responders, informing people about forbearance. I was on Roe's show. I want to thank Roe Khan for allowing me to come on the show Thursday. And I want you to address forbearance, because I want to take this time to talk about forbearance. And what forbearance is, for our listeners that don't know, is that if you have a conventional loan, which is a Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac loan, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, somewhere buried in all the boilerplate, there's a forbearance agreement that enables borrowers who are having some type of economic hardship, and over 10 million people right now in our country are having economic hardships, because that's how many people are unemployed right now, according to the news that I listen to and watch. You could call your mortgage company, but here's the key, Gary, and to Joe and all our listeners, you have to pick up the phone and call your mortgage company. You can't assume that they're going to do it by themselves. But here's the hole that you have to be aware of, okay? If you are having economic hardship, and a lot of people are, a lot of our listeners are, due to the Corona's COVID-19 virus, you need to call your mortgage company, like I did on Thursday morning, and said, and I, my mortgage is with Chase. And I talked to a nice young man. I said, hey, I'm calling for information. I have a radio show on WGN. I want some information for my show. If I'm having economic hardship, what happens? He's like, all you have to do is call in and do what you told our listeners to do last week. They have to state, our listeners have to state, that they're having economic hardship due to the coronavirus, COVID-19 virus.
You have to specifically mention the virus, because that's the key that lets them open up anything they can do to help you out. But you have to mention that that's the cause of your trouble, and they will not coach you to say that.
Right, and that's why I am coaching our listeners to say that now.
Right,
you
right.
Have
very
to
important.
Say, you have to, listeners, you have to say that. So if you know you cannot make your April mortgage payment, the time to call your mortgage company is now. Not on the 29th day of the month, not on the 30th day of the month, right now, after the show. So at 101, pick up the phone, because we're packed with vital information. Or you can call now and download a podcast at
WGN. David, I have a question for you, since you talk to the bank directly.
Yeah.
I'm hearing that if they give you, like, say, a three-month forbearance on your mortgage, on that fourth month, you have to catch up with the three payments that you missed plus interest. Is that true?
That is 100% right. So that is what I am trying to communicate with our lenders right now on conventional loans. FHA is doing something completely different. We don't have rules yet from the Veterans Administration on what they're doing with VA loans. It's a fluid process.
Yeah.
So right now, if you have a Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac loan, and if you don't know, pick up your statement, call the 800 number, and ask. So if you are having challenges, financial challenges, call them up and say, I am having financial challenges due to the coronavirus. They will give you a 90-day, most 99.9% of the time, they will give you a 90-day forbearance. And then I'm going to come back after the break and talk about what happens with the 90-day forbearance. And Gary, thanks for calling in. Your phone number, buddy, is real quick.
630-624-9557 for any questions about this situation that we're all going through now. Never hesitate to call.
All right, and 815 texted in earlier in the show. We did answer his question last show. He missed the answer about statute of limitations. Can you call him when we hang up so he is taken care of? And I've got to hit a break. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio Show on AM 720 WGN, 312-981-7200. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back with Kelly McNeil. I love this song. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. I am David Hochberg, AM 720 WGN. Phone line, MegaPro is calling. Text line 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We have Kelly Mickley from Executive Green Carpet Cleaning on. But Kelly, before we go, I just want to finish my thought about the forbearance, because I have a tendency of starting something and then finishing it 45 minutes later, and everybody's like, you're all over the place. So I want to focus on the forbearance real quick. If you're having challenges paying your mortgage and you have a conventional Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac loan, pick up the statement and call the 800 number on the statement and tell them you are having challenges due to the coronavirus and you need help with your mortgage. I would like to be placed into forbearance. What that means is, if you enter it in this month, you do not have to make your April, your January, April, May, and June payments. They will allow you to not make your April, May, and June payments, which is phenomenal. But what a lot of our listeners don't know, and where a lot of listeners got crushed in 08, is that come July 1st, you owe the bank April, May, June, and July. You owe them 4 months' worth of payments. Please share this with your friends, family, coworkers, and neighbors, because this is vital. I posted that. A friend of mine sent me a little note. I won't say his name. I went to high school with him. Regarding to, because I posted something on Facebook that I'm going to be on Roe's show on Thursday. He sent me this note. In 2008, I was in the middle of refinancing from a 10-year mortgage to a 30-year with Wells Fargo. The blank hit the fan, and Wells Fargo stopped all refis, which some lenders are doing right now. Dodd-Frank Act and Wells Fargo advised me to take advantage. Miss two mortgage payments, and then Wells Fargo will add me to the government account and give me 3 months forbearance. Biggest mistake I made in my life. This is according to my high school friend. When the 3 months ended, Wells Fargo demanded all 5 months within 30 days, which he did not have, plus the new month. So five months worth of payments. Account kept changing and updating, and my bank was now just the lender waiting the money and unable to assist me. Still in the house, but it cost me a considerable amount of my retirement account. So I am trying to, I've lived through this, listeners. I started in the mortgage business in August of 2000. I lived through 9/11. I saw what it did to the economy, and I helped our listeners through that. I was here in 2008 when we took the gut shot due to the economy, when the banking industry imploded, and I will be here to help you. I am trying to help you not make the same mistakes our listeners made in 08 that cost them dearly on their credit reports and took them years to recover. So conventional loans, you could do a forbearance, defer not 3 months worth of mortgage payments. I asked the gentleman at Chase, I said, what after in June if I still can't make the 4 months of payments that's due? He's like, then you have to call back in and let your lender know you are still having challenges and ask for another forbearance or loan modification. You can't bury your head in the sand. You need to get ahead of it. Now, just Thursday, 2 hours before I went on with Roe, and I didn't have a chance to talk to Roe about this and get this out to our listeners because the president's press conference in Washington, and obviously we're going to cut to that. But according to a online news report for the housing industry called Housing Wire, the FHA, effective immediately for borrowers with financial hardships that are unable to pay their mortgage due to the COVID-19 national emergency, mortgage servicers must extend deferred or reduced mortgage payment options called forbearance for up to 6 months and must provide an additional 6 months of forbearance if requested by the borrower. HUD, Housing and Urban Development, and FHA said Thursday. Okay, now here's the best part about FHA, which is different than conventional. Here's what it is. In an effort to avoid any issues at the end of the forbearance, which happened in 2008, so we all learned, FHA learned what happened in 08, FHA is now rolling out a new program, which is huge for borrowers and FHA loans, that will allow borrowers to hold off paying the full amount of their forbearance period until their mortgage is either refinanced or paid off. I'm telling you, this is a game changer for everyone with an FHA loan. So if you have any questions, I want to get to Kelly. You could call me, 855-56-DAVID, 855-56-DAVID. You could email me, go to WGNDAVID.com. There's a button there that you could send emails. Please email me your question. Don't sit there and assume something. Don't listen to Sally or to Johnny or to Patty or to Pauly. They don't know what they're talking about. I'm in the center of this every single day. This changes every single day. You need to talk with somebody who knows what's going on. I am on that dance floor doing the jive, doing the groove, spinning my tush around. I am there staying on top of this for you. So if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to call or send me an email, david@56david, or go to WGNDavid and send me the email. Now, I had to get that out there. I apologize, Kelly. We're going to hold you over until the 11 o'clock hour to 11:15 so we can cover everything that you want to cover, which is vital here. And one of the things that you want to cover is I spoke about how I had your team out to my house, did the carpets, did the rugs, did my furniture, and my home smelled better, and it just felt better after you and your team came out 2 weeks ago to deodorize my house and to clean my house. Why don't you quickly introduce yourself to our listeners? They hear your voice all the time on commercials all over WGN Radio, but who are you? And briefly explain what Executive Green Carpet Cleaning is.
Sure. So, yeah, my name is Kelly Mickley with Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. I am the owner of the company, and we're a family business. We really, really care about the quality and the service that we're offering our customers. You know, we do the carpet, tile, upholstery, rugs, especially right now. It's so important during these challenging times to keep the health and safety of your home and your family number one. So that's what we're all about.
And you received a call from, well, I want to get her name right, Ashley in Chicago, who contacted you guys after hearing me boast about what a great job you did. Can you walk our listeners through that call, please?
Yes. So we got a call last week from a customer in Chicago. Her name was Ashley. She said that she heard you talk about us cleaning your home on the show last weekend, and she was asking about kind of just the importance of cleaning her home and her business, and why it was so important. So basically how we would go into that is the difference that we have compared to other companies. We're very different than other companies. We provide a deep cleaning. Our trucks are so incredibly strong. We use hot purified water, agitation, which is super, super important. And we use a soap-free surfactant that breaks down the grease and oils without leaving any sticky residue behind. So we're very thorough. We treat every home as if it were our own.
All right. Now, the pressing issue, the hot button topic right now, it was also for my wife, right? She didn't want anybody in. I'm like, listen, we're selling the home. Okay. I've got three kids, all teenagers. I've got a wife. I got two dogs and me. Okay. Which is the equivalent of at least three nasty, dirty people. And we needed, I after 2.5 weeks, I said, now's the time to do it. Okay, everybody's home because, you know, because we were worried about who's going to be home to let them in and who's going to wait around until they got done. We were all home, and I just said, take the kids upstairs, okay, and stay in this spare bedroom, watch TV, and until you guys are done. How are you combating our listeners' concerns about inviting people into the homes?
Right, so we're definitely taking extra precautions to keep the health and safety of not only our customers but also our technicians. We can wear respirators in your home. We're constantly sanitizing our equipment. We wash our hands all the time. We regulate temperatures daily. And just a reminder, since we're in our homes so much more, our carpet and upholstery, they're filters and they need to be cleaned, in order to keep it safe and you've got that breathing environment. So it really is important to get it cleaned.
We are
taking our precautions here to stay safe.
All right, I've got a ton more questions. Joe's got a couple of questions. We're going to take a quick break here at the top of the hour. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call and text line. We're getting bombed with text messages. We're getting bombed, flooded with phone calls. Keep them coming, please. We want to help you navigate through this challenging time and give you excellent information so you could battle this coronavirus with us and with you. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Listen, honey, just like a runner said, be my little baby.
Welcome back to Home Sweet Home Chicago. I'm David Hochberg, your host. You are listening to AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPro's call and text line. 312-981-7200. Our text line is blowing up with great questions that we're going to get to during the 11:30 hour. We got a couple in here for you, Joe, and a couple in here for you, Kelly. So, Kelly, we got Kelly Mickley on from Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. She just explained during the end of the last hour the importance of bringing in a company like Executive Green. Kelly, our listeners can steam clean their own rugs and steam clean their own carpets with over-the-counter steam cleaners, but they're not going to get as clean because I've got a steam cleaner in my house, and there is no way that my little Hoover vacuum cleaner, which cleans up spills and splats and other stuff, there is no way that, that little machine that I have that I could pick up with one hand and take it down to my basement when I'm done with it is as powerful as your machines that you brought into my house 2 weeks ago.
No, definitely not. Definitely nothing you can get your hands on is as powerful as what we have. And actually, it's a good way to, you know, in between cleanings, keep up with everything. You know, we would just advise against using soap because it will leave the sticky residue behind and get your carpets dirtier faster. But yeah, it's definitely okay to do in between, but you really, really need a good deep cleaning from a professional.
All right, we talked about what Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, and you don't only clean carpets, you clean other surfaces. Can you briefly touch on the different surfaces that you do clean that our listeners might not be aware of?
Yes. So we, aside from carpet cleaning, we do upholstery, tile and grout, area rugs. We do wood floor cleaning, resurfacing or anything like that. But yeah, we do all of that. And especially right now too, if there's any wiping down hard surfaces, that's something that we're offering. It's also something you can do in your own home, and we can walk you through that and what products to use, but we will do that as well.
And I have a question from my 11-year-old daughter, because we were at dinner last night enjoying Viaggio's Dave Flansbaum. My buddy's coming up at 12 o'clock to talk about a program that I've implemented, created yesterday, sitting at my desk at about 2:30, where I'm working with local restaurants to feed vital, essential employees and first responders and all that good stuff. We're going to be talking about more of that in detail in about 45, 50 minutes. And my daughter asked me, is there any way to kill the coronavirus? I said, Natalie, sweetheart, that's a great question. I'm going to ask Kelly Mickley that, who's on my show tomorrow, because I don't have the answer, right? If you could, if you wanted to say, hey, how do you refinance a home or secure financing on a new home? I got that covered. But is there a way to kill the coronavirus with your equipment?
So nobody can actually kill the coronavirus or any virus. To be more specific, it's not a living organism. So it's actually a protein molecule. And to make this in the simplest terms, I'm going to try to explain this. So the virus protein is surrounded in a shell of fat. So by agitating with a surfactant, you're actually reducing the surface tension, which then breaks that fat down. So if you kind of understand how to weaken the bonds, then you'll ultimately be taking the correct preventative measures to stay healthy. But we're here to, you know, answer any questions, walk you through the steps. You can call us anytime with questions, but you cannot kill the coronavirus or any virus. You can kill bacteria, not viruses.
All right. Now, I'm hearing a lot of advertisers on the radio and this station and others saying that they're cleaning and disinfecting right now. What should our listeners be aware of that, and how is your company different than the other companies out there?
So something that I'd like the listeners to be aware of, and this is according to the CDC, there's a lot of talk about the fogging method, and it's actually an unsatisfactory method in decontaminating air and surfaces. That's straight from the CDC's website. They advise against that. So there are so many companies who will take advantage of you. Please do your research before allowing someone into your home or your business, especially right now. There's just so many people that are saying they do certain things and they don't really know what they're doing, or they're doing the wrong thing. So it's really important that you're using the correct EPA-approved solutions and the right equipment.
We have a text message from the 815. Please ask Kelly how far west they will go. Will you go west of Aurora?
Yes. Yes, we actually go pretty far. So you'd be surprised at some of the places that we go to. But yes, definitely we'd go that far west and more.
Will you go out to DeKalb?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's west of Aurora. So hopefully 815, the Harvard of the Midwest, Northern Illinois, graduated 1988 from the business school. So, Joe, do you have any questions for Kelly?
No, Kel. The only thing is the question, do you clean beds?
Yeah, like mattresses?
Mattresses, I'm sorry.
Yeah, 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 we definitely clean mattresses. That's something else that we would do for sure.
So you treat for bed bugs?
For bed bugs, so what you'd have to do is call, like, Rose Pest Control, call an exterminator to do that first. If we clean with bed bugs in there, we're going to make them more angry. So you get it treated, and then you get it cleaned.
Okay.
And, gotcha.
And before we hit the break, you have a special for all of our Home Sweet Home Chicago listeners.
Yes.
Why don't you throw that out there and then call back at 11:30 so we can get all these questions answered from our text line.
Okay. So we definitely know everyone's going through a tough time right now. We're all experiencing this together. For the Home Sweet Home listeners, we are now offering 3 rooms for $105. If you call this weekend, mention that you heard us on the show. This is the best price that we've ever offered. And by making it even more affordable right now to get your home cleaned, we're hoping that it'll help the listeners out in their time of need. You can give us a call at 630-990-8600.
Okay. Well, then you're going to call back in 15 minutes. We're going to take a quick break. 847, they will come out to Barrington. 412, I think Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania is a little too far. Is that safe to say Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, a little too much? A little
too far.
Out of your service area, but thanks for texting in, 412 out in Pittsburgh. Hope to see the Pirates play the Cubs and the Sox, hopefully, this season. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio. I am David Hochberg, 312-981-7200. This is AM 720 WGN Radio. We're going to pay some bills. Come back with Byron Andreas from Robert Andreas and Son after these messages.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720, WGN Radio. We are here to help our listeners navigate through the challenging real estate market that we are all battling right now with this coronavirus. We are here to help every Saturday from 10 a.m. until noon. Today we're on until 1. We got bounced around because of a couple of press conferences a couple weeks ago. So WGN programming thankfully gave us a couple extra hours, an extra hour last week and an extra hour this week. And we're going to take full advantage of that. So Byron Andreas, how are you, buddy?
Right. I'm here, Dave.
There you go. Sorry we didn't bring you up. We had a caller call in last weekend with a question about scaling and a pool. If that listener is listening this weekend, please text us your question. We started answering it, and then we got cut off because we had to go to Washington to cover the presidential press conference, which obviously trumps anything that we do here, no pun intended again. But if that listener is out there with the same question about pool scaling, am I saying that right, Byron? Scaling of...
Yeah, he was calling, it was Bob from Oswego, if I remember right. He was talking about the white chalk that was coming off his feet around his pool. And my question we didn't get to him was, I was going to ask him, that when they put a new built-in pool in, did he, the new concrete's poured around the pool, but the existing concrete, he may have had existing patio and stuff like that that was there that they didn't touch. So there could have been two different pours, a newer pour and older pour. And if possible, on the new pour, he said it was a couple years old. I doubt it they're getting it from that, but maybe the old concrete that has been there maybe for 10, 15 years or whatever, 20 years, that was a possibility that sometimes it'll get chalky. And what you can do to correct that, and we've done this before, and a homeowner can do it itself too at this time too if you have pools or any concrete. You power wash it. You clean off all the debris. You power wash it. You let it air dry, and then you can put a sealer on there. You want to put an acrylic sealer on there. You can roll it on there, and it'll protect the surface, and it'll be like a wax on a car. So it would, from getting having a chalky film on your feet tracking into your house, that sealer will prevent that, just like pretty much the same principle as wax in your car. So that would answer his question if that's what he was basically talking about.
Well, let me ask you a question. When you say clean it up, do you have to clean it up with a brush, or a steel brush, or do you need to clean it up with just a regular sweeping mop or a sweeping broom? Is there any special, when you say clean it up, what do you mean by clean it up before you power wash it?
What I mean by just take a broom, a bristle broom, get all the loose debris off it.
Okay.
And then when you power wash it, that's going to take care of all the mud stains or any other debris that's on there. That'll get it down to the porous concrete, and that's what you want to get it to, and you want to let it air dry. So you let it, do it on a sunny day. That'd be great, because after an hour or two, even if you could do it the evening before or that day before, let it air dry overnight, and then seal it the next day. Because when you seal it, you don't want to have any, you know, any twigs or any leaves blow on it or something like that too. But on a nice sunny day, the sun will dry it out, and you could probably seal it within the hour or two, and that would protect your surface around a pool or basically any concrete area, your patio, existing patios. But the whole thing is prepping like anything else, like painting the house, painting your walls or painting anything, is the prep work is the most important thing, is getting the loose debris, power wash it, get everything down to the existing concrete, and then reseal it.
I'm sorry, but...
And Ozinga Ready Mix has a great product, too. They have a great cure and sealer that they offer, too. And you let the person there at Ozinga, let them know if it's a newer concrete or older. How many years old is this? And they have different products for new and old concrete.
All right, now let me ask you a quick question for all of our do-it-yourselfers out there. What's the product and how do they apply it? Do they need gloves to apply it? Do they need to wear a mask? Is it hazardous?
If you're allergic to stuff, you can wear a mask. It has a nice scent to it, like an epoxy smell to it, but it's not that bad. You don't have to wear a respirator or anything like that. And to apply it, it's an acrylic sealer. And Ozinga has a couple of different products, and their salesperson will walk you through what type of concrete, how old your concrete is, and what you're sealing. If you're sealing regular concrete, if you're sealing exposed aggregate, that's where the exposed aggregate concrete is, where the stones show through it, or if you're going to be resealing a stamped colored concrete. Okay, there's different products for each of those concrete pores. And what you would do, some people recommend spraying it. I don't like spraying it. We've done spraying it. But when you roll it, like if you're painting your walls, when you're painting with a roller, that's what I want you to use, because you put it on a more heavier and a more thorough, you can see what you're doing as you're rolling it, just like painting a wall or a floor. It's the same principle.
Right.
And a homeowner, now being home like this, when the weather breaks, and you want to do this procedure when the temperature is above 50 at night, a consistent above 50. You don't want to do it now when it's like 60, 70, and it goes down to 38, 40 at night. That's not good for you. You want a consistent 50 degrees and above for day and overnight. And you just follow the instructions. It's like any other procedure, but any homeowner can do it themselves. Pretty much everybody has a power washer. Everybody's painted before. So it's something now that people being home, you can do it yourself. If you want, and if you don't, you can give us a call at 708-863-5735. We'd be more than happy to come out and take a look at it and solve your solution.
After last week's show, we received an email from a listener by the name of Raymond in Crestwood that I forwarded to you with a question regarding a perfect time to pour concrete. And I'm sure our other listeners have the same type of questions now, that, you know, similar type of question, because it's getting warmer. It's probably not ideal when it's below zero, but now that we're kind of fluctuating, bouncing between 40 and 60, what's the best time for you to pour concrete, so we can answer Raymond's question out in Crestwood?
Okay. Let me just tell all the listeners and my customers that we are practicing social distance. We are putting one person in each vehicle. I'm not allowing two of my employees to drive together, and we're sanitizing our vehicles every day. My sister Debbie runs her office, and she had spray bottles brought in, and we went to Lou Manfredini's remedy, which is a quarter cup of bleach to 1 gallon of water. That was, and you wipe it down. You wipe the steering wheels down. My guys, they wipe it down daily as they're going. And the question is to my customers and audience is, springtime and fall is the best time to pour concrete. We pour concrete all year round, don't get me wrong. But the cooler the weather, the better the concrete is. The slower the concrete dries, the slower that is, because you want the concrete to cure slower. As a matter of fact, the Hoover Dam was poured in the 30s. It's still curing. So that's real important. But, you know, we take precautions in the summer when it's hot and stuff like that. There's extra chemicals, there's water reducers, there's stuff that we put into the concrete that Ozinga has a special mix for us when we control with the temperature. But spring and fall are the best times for concrete, period.
And if our listeners want to send you pictures, are you doing the virtual type of Facebook, Zoom, that type of program? Have you implemented that like Joe has done successfully, and Amy and the other realtors on the show have done.
Yes, my daughter Sarah Andrea, she's in charge of our sales and marketing. She's we are doing customers. I mean, I go on all my estimates. My salesperson Frank and I do all my personal estimates, and I'm still doing estimates, and I'm staying apart from customers 10 feet away. I don't even have to get close to them, but I'm doing a lot of estimates where it's pretty much self-explanatory. But we've done pictures. Like if there's someone that's, we're based out of Cicero, Illinois. If there's someone out far out, like in like way up north in Waukegan or way south, or we go to Hammond, Indiana. If they want to send me a picture with some measurements, I could look at that and give them an estimate on there. And if they're interested in our phone estimate or our you know, estimate that I give them over the phone, I will come out and take a look at it. It's not a problem. And we go all over. We go out west. We'll go past Aurora. We go up north. We go past Waukegan. We run south to Alsip, Hammond, Indiana. So the pictures saves us time. But there's not a problem for us to meet someone or look at it, because I visually look at every walk through every job that we do, so I can get an accurate quote for the person, because I do not want to underestimate it and hurt me, and then I don't want to overestimate it to hurt a customer. I want to be fair with them. So for me to walk through it, and if I do that, you don't even have to be home. I pull up 10 minutes, take some pictures, and I'm out of there. So. But I've been going on estimates daily. We've been going on probably 5 to 10 estimates a day with people home and not people home. And I've been talking to people, and they've been on their porch, and I walk around, they point out to me. And all our work is done outside, so okay, we have no contact with anybody inside the house.
I got to get another question.
Home now,
Byron,
believe it or not.
Byron. Take a breath. I got Roman on the phone who's got a question. So, Roman, concrete poured 3 years ago. We got a couple minutes before the break. You got a question for Byron. Fire away, buddy.
Yes, my concrete was poured a few years ago, and it's a side loaded garage with 3-car garage, plus it's a roundabout, and it was poured in the 3 different sections because, you know, the mound of it. And after it's all cured and everything, it was actually a summertime. The only one that actually pivoting is right where that in front of the garage, and as you can literally pick the concrete up, everything else is fine. And I don't know what kind of solution you have,
Byron.
Okay, what that tells me is if they have different pours, which you say they have, and one is shaling. That's called shaling when the top is peeling. A lot of times the salt will have a lot to do with it. But what's your case? What I could tell by you on the phone is it could be the mix, the concrete mix, whatever that load or that mix, because every mix is different. Because you had 3 different pours, those are 3 different trucks that came. They're mixed in each truck. And what we do, we're at Ozinga, and I have my concrete tested every day. We use a 6.1 IDOT mix, so I know my concrete is consistently poured. When I pour a driveway of yours, that's 3 or 4 trucks, I know every truck's going to be consistent, and we've never had that problem. But what you're telling me without looking at it, it tells me that it was a bad mix or bad load. You call it a bad load, and it could be they have enough sand in it, enough cement, the ratios, the weights were different. That could have caused that. So that's pretty much in wherever you live. What town you in?
It's a Downers Grove.
Downers Grove.
Downers Grove. Okay, that's not a problem. We do a lot of work in Downers Grove. You just give us a call at 708-863-5735. Be more than happy to come out and take a look at it with you home or not. So
Hey Roman, we're gonna put you on hold. I gotta hit a break here. We're gonna put you on hold, get your contact information, forward it over to Byron Andreas, and send you a complimentary sample of Mr. Floor's hardwood floor cleaning product. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show on AM 720 WGN. We're going to have all of our experts call in, do a little round table. We have all your text messages printed out, ready to go. If you have any calls, if you want to call in, ask questions, 312-981-7200. Top of the hour, Dave Flan's mom from Viaggio Italian Restaurant. And at around 12:15, attorney Stephen A. Leahy is going to talk about the $349 billion worth of SBA loans for companies 1 to 500 employees to help you get through this coronavirus battle that we're fighting now. Home Sweet Home Chicago, we're going to pay some bills. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. We'll be back after these messages. Chicago Radio Show. I am David Hochberg, your host. Welcome back to the show, and I appreciate everybody listening. We're giving out valuable information that our listeners can use in their everyday lives to battle this coronavirus and get through it. If we all battle together, pull on the same rope, we'll get through it. I want to bring up Al, is in the middle of a house contract. You've been waiting on hold for a long time, Al. Thanks for calling. How can we help you?
Yeah, I'm under a contract, and I had a public records run because I'm under FHA.
Okay.
And it came back that I have a federal income tax that's due.
Correct.
Now, I can pay that off. That's not a problem. It's only $3,000. But I don't have anybody to contact to get the payoff letter. And I won't for the foreseeable future.
Because the IRS is focusing on the coronavirus, correct?
Correct. I have called every number that I can, and every number says that there are no live operators. Everybody is at home.
Okay. So we're having the same challenge with are getting loans done. We have to order just to go on a macro scale, Al. You've got a micro challenge, but on the macro scale, we have to submit what's called 4506 IRS tax transcripts for borrowers to verify that the information that you're supplying is actually the information regarding your income that you filed with the IRS. And that's typically done where you fill out a form, we submit it within, under normal circumstances, 24 to 48 hours, we get it back. We're waiting 7 to 10 days to get them back, and they recently just cut them off altogether. So now our borrowers have to go on to the IRS website to collect that information for us, if you can believe it. So your challenge is you're trying to secure a federally insured loan, FHA, and in order to do that, you cannot have any delinquent federal debt, any back student loans, any, you know, this is for the listeners that don't know, that do not understand the challenges that you're having, and I want them to understand that if you're trying to get an FHA loan, you cannot be delinquent on any IRS tax debt or any student loan debt or any federal debt, period, or because they're not going to give you a federally insured loan if you owe the federal government money. Your challenge is the IRS isn't picking up the phones for you to pay that. My only recommendation to you would be this. Did you use an accountant to prepare your taxes?
No, I did not.
So you did it yourself. Okay. Okay, so now you're making it even more challenging. Have you gone online to try to enter in your information to see if you could pay it online at irs.gov?
No, I have not. I've gone to the IRS website, but I don't have any place that department that they have. I don't have it in front of me, but there's a department number, the lien department that they have is closed.
Okay.
There's nothing. There's only a phone number for them, for you to call them, and there's no actual website information for lien releases and anything like that.
I got it. I'll tell you what. Stephen A. Leahy's calling in about a half hour to 40 minutes. I'm going to ask him for his recommendation because he works with the IRS every single day. Okay, Al?
Okay.
And I'm going to get you the answer when I talk to Stephen. Are you going to be on in your car on the radio in the next 45 minutes to hear what Steve has to say or no?
No, I actually won't be. I'm actually headed home right now from my essential, quote-unquote, job that I had to go to.
Well, thank you. And here's what I'm going to do. We're going to take your information down. Sammy or Ashley will take your information down. And I will have Stephen call you to try to help you secure what you need to secure, okay?
I would appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, buddy. You have hardwood floors in your house that you're trying to move out of? All right, I'm going to send you, as a thank you for calling, a Mr. Floor hardwood floor cleaning product. We're going to get your information for Mr. Floor. Now we're going to bring up all of the experts. Joe, are you there, buddy?
Dave, I've been listening to your show.
Yeah, you've been enjoying it?
It's pretty darn good.
Okay.
It really is. Nice job.
Amy, are you there? But is Amy there? We got Kelly, we have Byron, and Amy. Okay, so everybody's here. Here's what we're going to do, listeners and experts. We're going to go round robin. I had all of the text messages printed out, so I don't have to keep Googling and goggling back and forth. And it's going to be a lot smoother this week because I came up with that idea myself. All right, so here we go, Joe. From the 847, my first floor is leaning. I do not have vertical posts in my basement. The house was built with wood beams running across the first floor from end to end instead of vertical posts from the basement floor to the ceiling. I have no idea what that means, but I'm sure you do. Who should I call to come out to give an estimate? on putting vertical posts in to lift the first floor up to make it level. Do I need to do this if we want to move in a few years? Question for Amy. Our mortgage is too high, Brian and Vernon Hills. So we'll go with the, what does Brian and Vernon Hills do to level his floor? And then Amy, is that going to be a challenge when he goes to sell his home? And Joe, I'll start it out. Is this something that Brian and Vernon Hills from the 847 texter, can he do this on his own?
Here's the question, Dave. So we would have to determine which way it's leaning. All right. So in other words, if he's saying that the center support of his house is actually sinking or bowed down, then the vertical supports would lift the middle of the house. If it's leaning to the outside wall, that's a whole different story. So I guess if he wanted to, he can call, you know, he can call or text my cell number. I could just walk him through those questions. The vertical post in the middle would probably be something, you know, a well-skilled handyman or do-it-yourselfer could do. It's the question how much and where.
Okay.
I mean, how much it's leaning.
But a picture from our friend Brian in 847 would probably help you out a ton. Would you agree with that?
A picture, a phone call. I am totally available by my cell phone. I've been giving my cell phone out for the last month, and it's working well because I could just walk them through it.
All right. What's your cell phone number, buddy?
Cell phone number is 847-652-4663.
Amy, how much challenge is, how much of a bowed floor is that going to cause Brian when he goes to sell his home?
I would tell you it could be significant because then it could be considered a structural issue. So I would recommend he get it done. And if it is bowing, I think one of the issues is that it has to be slowly raised. Otherwise, he will crack the drywall in the house and then he's going to have other issues too. So I'd get it fixed.
All right. 773. If I die due to the virus going around, will my son be able to get my paid off house without any problem? The title is in a safe deposit box. Wow. Okay. That's a great question. People start thinking about this stuff. You typically don't think about it. I'll tell you who to call is David Schluter. He's the trust planning expert of the show. I will get David's number after the break and get it over the air. But a lot of people are thinking about their trusts, their estates, their wills, and all that good stuff. And now is the best time to do it. The best time to do it is when you're on this side of the grass instead of the other side of the grass, as David Schluter has been saying on the show for the past 17 years. 630. David, you refinanced my mortgage on a cash out basis on November 1st, 2019. The rate was 3.5% for a 30-year fixed loan, which is a great rate in today's market. Two questions. Understand that after 6 months from the refinance date, the rate can be lower, can no longer be considered a cash-out refinance. That is correct. 180 days after you close, your cash-out is no longer a cash-out, which means you won't get penalized in an interest rate for taking money out of your house. Is this the case? And any idea what rate I might get in May? 800 scores, loan to value is 65%. So 630, I don't know where the rates are going to be on Monday, let alone where they're going to be in May. The rates went from being in the low threes the first week of March to the fives the third week in March, and now they've settled back down into the fours. So I wish I was that smart, but I'm not. I'll reach out to you and we'll talk about that. Lastly, I arranged a 90-day mortgage payment delay with Wells Fargo. Will this action affect my ability to refinance at a lower rate in May? So it sounds like 630 did what we recommended, guys, and contacted his lender, and his name is Tony, and asked for a forbearance. As long as you make the payment on time, Tony, when the 90 days is due and you pay the 90 days plus the month that's due, mm-hmm. So basically 4 months at once, you should not have any problem refinancing, because one of the things I didn't mention during my forbearance conversation was that the gentleman at Chase said that there, if you go into forbearance, Chase will not report to the credit agencies that you're late, and Chase will not hit you with any type of late fees. And I'm pretty confident that pretty much all of the other mortgage companies will do the same thing. We're going to take a quick break. We're doing this roundtable for a half hour. So nobody go anywhere. We're going to come back. We've got four more pages of text questions. We've got Joe Hogel from MegaPros Joe. We have Amy Kite from Amy Kite Realty, Byron Andreas from Robert Andreas and Son, and Kelly Mickley from Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. We're going to pay some bills and be right back.
The drummer boy from Illinois, crash, boom, bang. The whole rhythm section was Purple Gang. Let's rock. Everybody, let's rock. Everybody down on the sublock was dancing to the Jailhouse Rock.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, some MegaPros call and text line. We have a we have Charlie calling in, guys. House is in foreclosure. Charlie, is Charlie up yet? Hang on. Charlie, are you there, buddy?
Yes, sir, I am.
What type of challenges are you having, my friend?
All right, here's the thing. We were in a foreclosure for 13 years. Okay, they finally settled it back on our wedding anniversary back in February, and we're supposed to be foreclosed on May 13th. And I'm just asking your opinion, okay? I'm just trying to relax a little bit. Do you think that they are going to try to foreclose on us the 13th, or do you think because of all this stuff going on, it may be pushed back?
That's a great question. I don't have an answer for you. I could tell you from experience, okay? I could tell you from experience that the last
hey,
time
Grandma, we... love you.
Hello. Me. What? Okay.
Hey, my drunk.
Who's that? Are you still there, Charlie? Okay. So the last time that we went through this type of challenge as a country, it took the banks a long time for the sheriff department to come out and foreclose on you. What I would do is I would contact whoever gave you the notice, the courthouse or whatever legal entity provided you with the papers. And then I'm going to give you a phone number to call, okay, and ask David Schluter what to do because he's the real estate attorney on the show, Charlie. And all I'm going to do is give you my – I'm not going to give you any type of legal advice because I'm not an attorney.
No, I understand that.
But I want to help you, okay? So
okay.
You have a pen?
Yes, I do.
All right. Okay, ready? I'm going to give you this number. And for the texter that asked about wills and estates and everything, here's the number that you call. 630-285-5300. That's David Schluter. He's outstanding. He's a real estate attorney on the show. He's the guy to ask this specific question to. Okay, buddy?
You got it, man. Thank you so much.
And, hey, I just got a text message from Stephen A. Leahy, the tax appeal attorney on the show. He just texted me, there is a stay on foreclosures in Cook County. Are you in Cook County?
No, I'm in Will.
Okay. Well, there you go. All right. So now we need to find out if there's a stay on foreclosures here. And that's just my opinion. Okay. Do not take this.
That's what I wanted, David.
Right.
I will never go and say, well, David, sad.
Right. No, I get it. And everybody's under a tough time right now. I would have to think with everything going on with ComEd not turning off people's, our listeners' power, like Ed Krumbleshevsky said last week, I would think that our court system would have a heart because there's more pressing issues right now than throwing people out of their homes, especially when the governor and the mayor and the mayors around this area are telling people to stay in their homes. I highly doubt that they would kick you out. Okay. So, but I want to get an attorney opinion on that. And you have that phone number that I gave you for Schluter?
I sure do.
Okay, buddy. Well, thanks for calling. And,
no, thank you so much, man. And, never seen anything like this in my life, just like you haven't. So.
Yeah. How old are you, buddy? How old are you?
I will be 69 at the end of this month.
Yeah. So you've seen a lot more. I'm 53, brother. So you've been around and seen a lot more than I have. And you can't give up, brother, right? I mean, you've been through a lot more than I have. And, you know, the one thing that we don't do is stop fighting, right?
That's right.
So,
that's right. You got that right.
Yeah. You know, second place is first losers, I like to say. And I don't stop fighting. So you want to come after me with this virus? I'm going to take care of my family. I'm going to fight back by staying in my house and helping our listeners fight this. So what I want you to do is call David Schluter. He will call you back and he will give you outstanding advice, okay?
Okay, real good. And right, let me say one last thing.
Yeah.
I have never in my life gotten a participation trophy, and I don't intend to now.
That's right.
You got it, buddy.
All right, brother. Keep fighting, bud. Hang tight. All right, man? I want to get your information. So, Sammy, pick him back up. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. And, you know, stories like that just break my heart. And we're just here to try to help our listeners get through this. All right, so out to we got a text message, 630. How long did this for Kelly Mickley, executive green carpet cleaning? Can you please repeat the phone number? We're getting a lot of our texters, Kelly, saying, what number do I call for executive green? So Kelly, why don't you repeat your phone number real quick?
Okay, so the phone number you guys can call, 630-990-8600. Again, that's 630-990-8600.
And can you please repeat, we got a text message here from 630-847-N773. What surfaces does executive green carpet cleaning clean?
Okay, so here we go. So we do carpet cleaning, upholstery, tile and grout. We clean mattresses. We can do drapes. So really, there's a lot. If you have specific questions, give us a call. We can definitely answer in more in detail for you.
All right. I have an 815 texter. This is one for Amy and Byron. I have a huge crack going down the center of my driveway. How difficult is that to fix? And how much of a detriment is it going to be for me to sell the house with a huge crack going down the center of my driveway? So I'll throw it to Byron first. How easy is something like that to fix? And I'm sure a picture would go a long way, Byron. And then Amy, how much of a detriment would a crack down the center of somebody's driveway impact their ability to sell the home? Byron, you're first, buddy.
Dave, like my daughter just pointed out to me, Sarah, she said FaceTime me, and I could look at the crack if you don't want me to come out and take a look at it. But you could actually,
there you go.
The crack can be cleaned out, grinded out, and re-caulked. And that would be a fix if you're going to be selling your house. That's pretty much what most customers will do. And if the homeowners can do that themselves, or we do that, offer that too. And but if it's in total rehab, then you're looking at a total tear out replace. And Amy could take it from that on a perspective of filling a crack in or redoing a driveway, because curb appeal is number one in my eyes. So you reach us at 708-863-5735.
And where do they do the FaceTime at? Should they just call you and Sarah will get it connected, Byron?
Yes, you can call our office at that number, 708-863-5735, and she can set up a FaceTime with that, and she can set it up with me, and I could talk to the customer right there, and you'll have an answer in 5 minutes.
Amy, how much of a challenge is it for a home buyer to sell their home with a gigantic crack down the center of their driveway?
Depending upon how bad it is, I mean, if it's a real serious eyesore, sometimes people think things are bigger than they are, and they see them because they live there, and a buyer may just walk past it and not even notice it. So, you know, it's really going to depend upon how bad it is. But if it's really bad, yeah, you probably need to get it fixed.
708, used Executive Green to clean my carpet and my ceramic tile on my kitchen floor. They were fantastic. My tile is like new. The carpet is beautiful, Donna. So thank you, Donna, for listening in that. Byron.
Thank you. Thank you, Donna.
Byron, 708.
Yeah.
I get effervescence on the inside wall of my concrete black foundation. I get effervescence on the inside wall of my concrete block foundation. Can I just clean that off, or do I need to have it the wall waterproof from the outside with black tarp paper?
Okay, that's telling me that the moisture is coming in from the outside, which is it's coming through the cinder block wall. So, as a matter of fact, I had some of that in my house, too, before I finished my basement. I power washed it. I cleaned it. I put this there's a product out there that waterproofs from the inside, a cinder block foundation. I applied it on with paint, and then we put plastic over it, Viscreen, and then we put our studs up. But that can be done absolutely by a homeowner, or if you want us to look at it, you can give us a call, too. But that's something that's pretty much telling me the moisture is seeping through the block. The cinder block is porous. So you could have a seepage on the outside, a drainage problem, and outside it should be corrected, too. But that's something that can be fixed.
All right. And that would be something for PermaSeal with the drain tile?
Yeah, that would be something that we have to rally too, for the outside of drainage and around the house too. Because if the water is not properly drained away from your house, even what I just told you, what you could do, that stuff's going to stop it. But you need to correct the problem on the outside, pitching the ground away from the house, or put drain tile around the outside, or inside that would correct the problem too.
And that's 1-800-421-SEAL for our friends at PermaSeal, Roy and Laura and Spencer. Can you please explain, Byron, another one for you, 630. Can you please explain best black top coating? Is oil best? When is the best to apply from the 630?
The seal coat your driveway, and when the temperature gets above 50, that's another petroleum product too. That has to be, it's an oil-based product, so that needs to be applied when it's 50 degrees. At night, I'm saying 50 degrees, above 50 degrees for the summer duration. Pretty much another month, we'll be starting it. But like I said, it's a temperature control, so that needs to be done when the weather permits it.
All right, 630. This is Shirley in Hillside, in Hinsdale. I have a question about my concrete front porch. My porch is tilting and water is draining towards my front door when it rains. Should I replace?
You're pretty much on replacing that. That's a tear-out replace because that's telling me that the concrete porch was poured without a proper foundation. When we tear out a porch, we'll apply an old porch to an existing foundation if that foundation is firm and true. If we have to dig a new foundation, we'll go down 42 inches till we hit solid clay, and we'll pour around the perimeter of the outside of the porch for a stabilized porch. We poured, I can give you addresses of porches we've done 50 years ago that haven't moved because it's got a proper foundation. And necessarily on a set of steps, you don't want to pour it too thick. Thicker is not the better. So that's telling me right there, it's a tear-out replace job.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right, we have to take a quick break at the top of the hour here. So we have Joe Hogle from MegaPros, Amy Kite from the Amy Kite team, Byron Andreas, Robin Andreas and son, and Kelly Mickley from Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. We have a bunch more text questions to talk about. My buddy David Flansbaum from Viaggio is going to be calling in to talk about the partnership we entered into. But first, we've got to pay some bills. Give us a call, 312-981-7200, MegaPros call and text line, or go to WGN David. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. They have the time that... Come on, baby, don't you wanna go? 312-981-7200. I love this song. 312-981-7200. Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio on AM 720 WGN Radio. We're gonna bring back all of our experts. Can you guys click them all in there? And we've got a caller, Mike, calling in, needing our help. So, Joe, why don't you give our listeners your phone number, buddy?
My phone number?
Yeah, your phone number. Hold on, I got it right here. Whoops.
My cell number?
Well, or... whatever. And the screen is not firing, boys and girls, so if you could help me with that.
Dave, I want to tell you, I've been texting back and forth with Brian. Hello?
Hello? Okay. I don't know who's talking. Hang on. So here's your phone number, buddy. Ashley ran in here to help me. 847-658-8989. But real quick, hang on. Amy, if our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
847-877-9881.
Byron, if our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
It's 708-863-5735.
And Kelly Mickley, if our listeners want to reach you to have their homes or businesses cleaned, how do they reach you?
630-990-8600.
All right, I have a question for Amy and Joe from the 708. Are lead water lines to the home a deal breaker? Many older homes in Chicago, as you know, still have them. The easy answer is to test the water, but will this affect resale, Amy?
Yes, chances are the inspector is going to catch that, and you're going to have to disclose because one of the questions on our disclosure is, are there lead pipes?
And Joe, how much of a challenge is it to replace lead pipes in a home?
So it's just going to depend on a whole bunch of different situations, Dave, so I could not give an estimate like that.
All right, probably opening up walls and tearing out the old stuff, probably hazmat suits.
Exactly right. It depends, you know, where it's coming in, how much there is. You know that, Amy, right?
Yep.
And they're talking about galvanized pipe, right? Because it's pipe that was coated in zinc. And back in the day, they didn't know as much as they did today about obviously poisoning people with lead in your water, with zinc in the water, and that's a major problem now and probably going to negatively impact the value of the house, or you're going to have to discount it, Amy, I would think. So the new home buyer has enough room there to replace the pipes. Would that be a safe a safe thought?
Yep, could absolutely be what comes up. So,
all right, we've got a question for you, Amy, from Mike on line 4. If we could bring Mike up. Mike, how are you, buddy? Are you there, Mike?
Hey, great. How you guys doing?
Thanks, brother. You got a question for Amy?
I do. It's actually twofold. We live on a farmette on 5 acres just south of Rockford. And I was just wondering if the coronavirus thing is affecting the home market and what we have is to offer.
Amy, we actually helped one of your clients, Amy, with a farmette in St. Charles, if you remember, about 8-9 months ago at the horse farm.
Absolutely. Yeah, you guys were able to step in when we had other lenders who weren't going to help them. So you guys did a great job with that.
No, thank you.
I would tell you that the entire market right now is being affected. Showings are down about 60% from where they were. Now, understand that in every market, houses sell. So we are still selling houses. There are just fewer buyers out there right now. And yet, you know, when you've got that, you know, that gets sold as a fantastic social distancing property, right? So you may have people who are interested in that. And it just depends upon, you know, whether people can get pre-approved right now and actually execute on mortgages.
Okay, and we do own the home. And, David, I just wanted to ask you, is it a good time to cash out, refinance, to do some upgrades on the house?
Well, if that's the cheapest way to pull money out of your house to do the upgrades, yeah, it's a great time to do it. Absolutely. And we'd love to help you with that. I've got one of my guys, Scott Ellis, who helped Amy's client with the horse farm, horse stable. It was something like that, Amy. The buyers were from the East Coast, and they were horse riders, and they had a couple of horses and found this property in St. Charles with like $1,500 a year or something ridiculously low in property tax because it was classified as a farm. Right?
It was, agriculture.
Agriculture, something crazy.
And zoned agriculture.
Yeah, so we could definitely help you with that if that's something that you'd like to look at, Mike, and we're going to put you on hold and get your information up. Scotty, follow up after the show, okay?
Right,
David,
thanks.
Can I just make a point to that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is that, yes, you know what? The beginning of March, interest rates were, you know, at 3%. But the fact is, at 4%, they're fantastic interest rates. So.
Yes.
You know, I think we got to get back in that mindset that these are still fabulous interest rates right now to do what you need to do.
I agree. And
what are the interest rates right now?
The interest rates are in the fours right now if you want to do what you were thinking of doing. I'll give you an example. I quoted a couple who I've worked with for years yesterday, 780 credit score, 75% cash out with them paying closing costs around $2,200 a month. They're pulling out $60,000 out of their home, Mike, to redo their kitchen. Their payment went down $140. They got into a rate in the low fours, and they were able to reduce their payment about $140, $50 a month, but pulled out $60,000 to do the work that they wanted to do. I truly believe that the government's going to dust off the HARP playbooks that they did from 08 through 10 and bring that program back because they're going to have to keep this economy going. And when that happens, rates should stay low for a prolonged period of time. That's my personal opinion. But get the cash out hit out of the way. Do the work you want to do. Enhance the value of this of your home. And when we kick this coronavirus's rear end and the economy's rocking and rolling at the end of the year, you're in a much better position living in a home that you enjoy with all the improvements you're making, financing it through your home because that's the cheapest way to finance it. How's that sound, Mike?
That sounds great. I appreciate your help.
Okay, so hang tight. We're going to put you on hold. Send you a Mr. Floor hardwood floor cleaning product as a thank you for calling in. I'll tell you what. We're going to go around real quick, have everybody leave our listeners with one nugget of information before we have to take a break and get over to Stephen A. Leahy. So, Amy, what do you want to leave us with, my friend?
Homes are still selling, and we can still sell them virtually. So understand this market will never go to zero. Homes will still be sold, so don't despair if you need to sell.
And Amy is helping my wife and I sell our home, or as I like to say, my wife and I sell her home. And she's doing a tremendous job, and I strongly encourage everybody in the area that Amy covers for the show to call Amy Kite and for call the other realtors that are on the show that handle their areas. But Amy is doing a phenomenal job for my wife and I in Northbrook, and I want to thank you for that. And if our listeners want to reach out to you and your team again, how do they do that, Amy?
You can reach us at amywillsellyourhome.com or 847-877-9881.
Thank you for joining the show and being an expert on this weekend show. Byron, if our listeners want to reach you and your team, what's the best way to reach you and the fine team at Robert Andreas & Sons?
You can reach us at 708-863-5735, and we're open for business, practicing social distance, my employees in my office, and our customers. So feel free to give us a call while you're home looking at your need improvements on your concrete work.
All right, and that phone number one more time, Byron?
708-863-5735 or go to AndreasConstruction.com.
Thanks for joining the show and being an expert on this weekend show, buddy. And we're going to go to Kelly Mickley, the owner of Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. You hear her calming voice on the commercials for Executive Green Carpet Cleaning on this station and other stations throughout the week. Kelly, if our listeners want to reach you to get more information about your services, how do they reach you?
Call us at 630-990-8600, or you can visit our website at executivegreencarpetcleaning.com. And just a reminder that keeping your home or business a healthy environment is super important, and we can work hand-in-hand with you as the customer and us as the professional to get that done.
Had them out at my house 2 weeks ago. Did a tremendous job. Strongly recommend their services. You've heard John Williams say what a great job they've done in his home and countless others here at WGN. They're a family-run business. Let's support the other family-run businesses out there, especially that advertise here on WGN. Kelly, thanks for calling. We have Stephen A. Leahy coming up. We have my friend Dave Flansbaum, one of the owners at Viaggio Italian Restaurant. We're going to pick him up after the break. Joe Hogle's sticking around, and Stephen A. Leahy's coming on. We still have a lot more show to provide to you this weekend, another 43 minutes to go, so please don't go anywhere. We appreciate you listening. I'm going to talk about the FHA rules again because we got a ton of calls and a ton of emails about that, so hang tight. I'm going to get to you and get you that information again. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on WGN Radio, AM 720, 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call and text line. Pay some bills. Be right back.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show here on AM 720 WGN. If you guys could bring up my buddy Dave Flansbaum and Joe Hogle, and let's bring up Stephen A. Leahy as well, mine as well. I want to thank all the texters. 708, due to Executive Green's ads on Lou Manfredini's House Smart show, I chose them for my condo carpet cleaning in Forest Park. They renewed my old spotted carpet beautifully. Recommend them without reservations. Mariella Nana. I'm blowing her last name, so I apologize, but the 708. So I wanted to call up and have my buddy Stephen A. Leahy call in. But first, David Flansbaum. I've known Dave, 25 years back in the old days?
We're not that old, pal.
Yeah, that's right. So, okay, not some 15 years. I knew Dave when I was in the scrap iron and metal business. He ran a scrap yard in Franklin Park, and we just became buddies. And he got out of the scrap industry and went into the restaurant industry, woke up, hit his head on his end table, and decided to open up a restaurant a couple years ago. And a lot of our listeners might know you have a shop, a restaurant on Madison on the way to the United Center. A lot of our listeners might have stopped in there before a game or a concert. Why don't you tell our listeners what type of restaurant it is and where your locations are, bud?
Awesome, Dave. Thank you. Well, we've got two locations, one in the West Loop, like you said, 1330 West Madison, 5 blocks from the United Center, which will be up and running one of these days again. And we also have a new location in the Ravinia District in Highland Park. It's at 581 Roger Williams Drive, and that's where you were last night.
Right, and I picked up a bunch of food. I just want to let everybody know what I picked up. We got grilled calamari, linguine and clam, spaghetti marinara, brick chicken, and the eight-finger pasta. That was for me, and my wife and kids got the rigatoni vodka. So I'm sitting at my desk yesterday about, 2:30 yesterday, Dave?
Yeah,
about 2:30, and I'm just like, you know what? I need to do something. You know, we need to do something to help our essential workers. You know, saying thank you and honking horns and clapping at 8 o'clock in the South Loop. That's fantastic to show your support. And I encourage everybody to continue doing that. I was walking over here from where I parked my car. I saw a Chicago police car come down the street. I waved to stop. The officer lowered her window, and I just said, I just want to thank you for your service. I did that last week on Michigan Avenue, and they're very appreciative to that. But I'm like, thank yous only go so far. And they're very appreciative, but I wanted to go one step further. So I called my buddy Dave, and I said, Dave, I got an idea. And what do you think of the idea? And he's like, well, I can't wait. I'm sitting down because your ideas are usually big and bold, and what do you got? I said, I want to come in tonight, and I want to drop off a check for $1,000. I don't want to put on my credit card because you're going to get hit for the transaction fee of the 3-5%, depending upon what credit card you use. I said, I want to come in. I want to order food from Highland Park for my family to support you and your family. You're a friend of mine. You've got a locally owned restaurant, a family owned restaurant in Highland Park in downtown Chicago. And I want to give you $1,000. And I want you this coming week to take that money and make food and drop food off to our essential workers on the front line, the fire, the police. Bring some food over to maybe the grocery store workers that everybody forgets. Maybe a trucking company, because the men and women at the trucking company on the docks. Thank them for their service by twofold. Number one, the $1,000 helps you keep your restaurant open. Number two, that $1,000 enables you to bring food over to the essential workers in the Highland Park area. And your response to me was what, buddy?
I said, Dave, I would be thrilled to work with you. I mean, we have great customers that have done similar things. And when you really stepped up, I mean, you're doing it for a whole bunch of different people. My partner's wife, Lori, has already reached out to these people. She started this morning. We've got three meals set up for next week. And it's just amazing. People like you, you know, like you said, we want to give back. And not only are you helping, I've got 30 families that our restaurants support. And, you know, I just read a horrible thing today saying, you know, the National Restaurant Association said possibly 40% of the restaurants in America might not survive this.
Yeah.
So people like you that are doing this, that's twofold. I mean, we're helping the people, like you said, that are heroes. I mean, these people are heroes, and you're actually doing something, sending them food, feeding them, and helping me and all my employees. It's an amazing thing, and I really appreciate it.
So, Team Hochberg, for the next, until the governor lifts the stay in place order, this is my promise to the local restaurants where I live. I live in Northbrook. Everybody listens to the show knows I live in Northbrook. David's a friend of mine. Highland Park was a 15-minute car ride from my house to his place in Highland Park off of Roger Williams Road. What's Roger? Yeah.
Roger Williams.
Roger Williams Road by the train station in Highland Park. I bought food. He's going to make food and take it. I've identified four other restaurants: Dave's, Josh's Hot Dogs in Northbrook, Vincenzo. I screw up the name. It's a pizza place in Plaza del Prado in Glenview. And the grill house in Northbrook. I'm going to drop off a check, and I encourage other business owners that can't afford to do that, that have been fortunate enough, like I have, to help our listeners out there. Do something similar. Identify local restaurants and businesses in your area, and copy what I'm doing. Drop. It doesn't have to be 1,000. It could be 500. It could be 250. Whatever it is, identify restaurants in your area. If you could afford to do it, there are millions of people hurting right now, and these restaurants are my neighbors. I've known David for over 30 years. Josh, he lives around the corner from me. Josh introduced me to Todd over at Vincenzo's in Glenview. He's been open for years. He lives in the area. These are our friends. These are our neighbors. Our kids play with each other. Support your local business if you can. And I brought the food in. I've got, you know, there's no anything here. I'm using leftover tongs to eat your meatball. Hold on. Meatballs are delicious, Dave. I brought the pasta marinara.
The meatball salad made us famous, pal. We can't forget the meatball salad.
Forget about it. I could eat these meatballs. If I eat these meatballs, I'd be 450 pounds. All right? I haven't worked out in 3 weeks. I gained like 17 pounds. I'm a tank. But listen, I'm going to bring the food in. I'm going to bring on these family-owned restaurants once a show. I'm going to promote the heck out of them. And I want other business owners. I want other people within the community that could afford to do what I'm doing. It doesn't have to be at the same scale. I'm very fortunate. I was able to build our business off of the radio listeners, and I want to give back. And I helped a lot of those essential workers, a lot of frontline workers with their mortgages. And I want to thank them by not only thanking them in voice over the radio saying thank you, I want to back it up with food so they don't have to pay for that food while they're protecting us. And Dave, you're the first restaurant I'm sponsoring, and I want to thank you. I want to thank you. I actually got a loan from one of the patrons at your restaurant. I went in to pick up the food, and I got a refinance out of it. So it actually worked out for me in this situation. Crazy as that sounds, but I didn't go in there to get a refinance, but I wound up talking to one of your employees about refinancing their mortgage. So it all worked out in the end for us. But I want to thank you for helping me launch this. And you're the first restaurant. I want to thank you in advance for bringing the food to the first responders, the people at the tip of the spear, the listeners out there. And I can't thank you enough, buddy.
Absolutely. You know, and none of this surprises me. When people get to know you, this is who you are. This is you're amazing. It's awesome. We appreciate it. These people will appreciate it. And like I said, I like how you call out other people. Other people do it. I mean, it doesn't have to be with Viaggio. I hope it is. But just support a restaurant. I mean, we're all in the same boat. And everybody needs help. But we're very excited to do it with you. You can, you know, ViaggioHighlandPark.com is one website. The other is ViaggioChicago.com. Reach out to us. We'll be happy to work with you. We'll be honored to work with you. And, Dave, I can't thank you enough.
Spell Viaggio for our listeners, buddy.
V-I-A-G-G-I-O.
V-I-A-G-G-I-O. And the address in Highland Park is what?
It's 581 Roger Williams Drive and 1330 West Madison in the West Loop.
All right. Ashley and Sammy have been choking down the pasta, has been stuffing their face with the pasta and the meatballs. What do you guys think, Sammy? Hold on, I can't hear you, Sam. You got to.
Can you tell from all the red stains I got?
Oh yeah,
shirt?
He's got a white sweatshirt on, Dave. It's covered in marinara sauce.
Perfect. That's perfect.
Bada bing, bada boom.
And
hey.
He's Italian. I mean, you would think he would do the John Travolta with the bedsheet move.
Hey,
but it looks
Spain
good on you.
Meatballs. What can we do?
It looks good on you. All right, hey Dave, thanks.
Hey, Dave, I want to say one more thing. Anybody that calls in for a carryout, so open for carryout and delivery. But any one of your listeners that calls in mentions that you heard us on your show, desserts on us.
All right.
Todd and Larry in Highland Park will take care of them. I'll take care of you in the West Loop. Desserts on us.
Phone number in Highland Park real quick for our listeners.
847-926-3441.
And then Chicago.
312-829-3441. 3333.
And thanks for helping me launch this, brother. I really appreciate it. Love you. And be safe, be healthy, and we'll talk to you soon, buddy.
You too, man. Thank you very much, guys.
All right, bye. All right, we're going to pay. I just turned my mic off. We're going to come back with Stephen A. Leahy. He's going to help explain how our listeners can get a piece of that $349 billion the government's got set aside for business owners from one employee up to 500 employees after these messages. Let me tell you how it will be. 312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home, Chicago. AM 720 WGN, 815 How about a shout out to the bottled water delivery guys? There you go. Big shout out to the bottled water delivery guys. Anybody else would like a shout out? 312-981-7200, MegaPros call and text line. We have Stephen A. Leahy, Joe Hogel. But first, we have Hope from Chicago. Hope, you got a quick question about your home being on the market. How can we help you? Hold on. Wait. Wrong one. That's number line three. Hang on. Line three. Hope, are you there? Chicago. Hope? Okay. Maybe not. All right. Stephen A. Leahy, are you there?
I am there.
All right.
How are you?
Hold on. Hope, are you on the line, Hope? Can you hear us? All right. Hope might be there, but she's not there. So we're going to put Hope on hold.
I like her name, though. It's a nice name.
It's a nice name. It gives a little hope. I got a quick question for Stephen A. Leahy from a texter that texted in over 2 hours ago. That I saved for Stephen. 773. I'm a realtor, an independent contractor, not a small business, nor an S-Corp. Nor an LLC. Is he aware if any unemployment benefits compensation is available to such realtors? The IDES is not helpful. Thank you for your help. Stephen A. Leahy.
The answer is yes, there are. It is available to independent contractors. I'm talking about unemployment compensation. It is available. But so are these loans that we were talking about, that we're going to talk about here in a minute. The PPP loans are also available to the independent contractors.
One more time. Say that slower, because a lot of people heard you but weren't able to comprehend what you said.
Okay, so there's two different answers here. One has to do with unemployment compensation. Generally, independent contractors are not eligible for unemployment compensation, but they are in this with the new law. They are eligible for unemployment compensation under with this coronavirus thing.
Okay,
so that's first. So you can get unemployment compensation. The problem is that you're not going to get much from the state of Illinois, and so what you'll wind up getting is $600 a week from the federal government, because they're adding $600 a week to every unemployment check across the country.
All right. Getting a bunch of text messages. Shout out to bus drivers and mail carriers. Okay. So now we're getting text messages from everybody out there. Thank you. No, this is great. I appreciate you listening. You are essential. We do need to keep our transportation open with Metra and buses. We do need to get the mail delivered. So you guys are all, men and women, are all very essential. So keep them coming. If I forgot, I want to recognize you. We're going to go to Hope real quick. Try to bring up Hope. Hope, are you there? Hope.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Now we can hear you. What? Thank you for calling, and hopefully you're safe and safe and healthy. How can we help you?
Okay. Two questions. How in the world are realtors showing homes at this time? Second question. Is this going to turn into a buyer's market this spring if this continues into May and June?
That's a great question that Amy answered when she was on. They're doing a lot of virtual tours. She is selling a ton of homes, and obviously before you buy a home, a lot of people want to kick the tires, so they can only do so much with the virtual tour, and you've got to schedule a time for a potential buyer to come in to your house to kick the tires and check it out. You're also going to have to let a home inspector in to do a home inspection if you plan on selling your home. And Amy said that sales are off 60%, so if there's less buyers and more sellers, it's going to put a downward pressure. Supply and demand, Econ 101, it's going to put a downward pressure on the market. But I was speaking to a good friend of mine who predicted that sometime in the near future, that he thinks a lot of homeowners that are living in condos that are cooped up in their condos due to the stay in place order are going to want to flee to the suburbs so they can enjoy a backyard instead of being holed up in their condo without a backyard or a rooftop space that can only accommodate two people at a time. So it's, to answer your question, Hope, supply and demand, right now there are more sellers than buyers, and that's going to put a downward pressure on the market. So yes, home prices are probably going to slide a little bit, but when our scientists and doctors find a vaccine to combat this and we get over the curve, I truly believe this market is going to fire back up because of the pent-up demand. And I hope
I hope you are
safe and healthy. And I want to send you a Mr. Floor Hardwood Floor Cleaning product sample. as a thank you for listening, okay?
Thank you.
All right, hang tight. 1 second. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. So, Stephen, I know you were on with Bob Surratt on the morning show yesterday at, you know, early, about 7:15, 7:30. Mm-hmm. And you got over 500 inquiries from WGN listeners about the information that you gave out.
Absolutely.
Why don't you highlight some of the features of this SBA program, forgivable program, forgivable if our listeners do it the proper way?
Okay, so this also applies to that realtor that we were talking about. Are they available for unemployment compensation? So part of that answer is yes, they are for unemployment compensation, but they're also eligible for this program. It's called PPP, Paycheck Protection Program. It's designed to help employees. So businesses are to keep their employees working and at least paying them, so they don't go to unemployment. And the program, what happens is, you, as a business, you look at your yearly, whatever you had in payroll last year, you divide that number by 12, and then you multiply it by 2.5. So you're getting 2.5 months of payroll as a loan. That loan, you can use that money to pay your payroll, to pay rent, to pay interest on a mortgage, to pay utilities, to pay health care costs, things like that. For an eight week period, and then if you use that money for that purpose, then that money will be, that loan will be forgivable. Means you won't have to pay it back. It's free money they're giving you.
All right, I got a question here from the 630, and shout out to the IDOT workers who are working out there. So thank you to the IDOT workers, and a shout out to support independent cannabis growers. Okay, so there you go. I'm just reading off of the text line. 630, I'm a barber. Just filled out an application at IDES. What does IDES stand for? Illinois Department?
Department of Employment.
Employment. Okay.
Services. Yeah.
Services. Okay. I'm a barber. Just filled out an application at IDES. Said I am not eligible. What do I do now?
Well, again, you're eligible, not eligible for the state money, but you're eligible for the federal money. But if he's a barber and he's an independent contractor, then he's eligible for this program that I'm talking about, the PPP program. So he can still fill it out. One of the problems that's happening, though, is that these banks are, figure this out, David, right? The banks are kind of making it very hard for smaller businesses to get involved in this. They put all of the bigger customers first for the last couple of days.
Right.
Go figure.
Which is exactly what this program was designed not to do.
Exactly, but that's the way things work, right? So big banks like Chase and
No, we're not besmirching them. It's actually happening.
That's right. So all big banks are, what they're doing is they're putting their big customers first, and they're saying, hey, you have to have relationships with us, and they have to be substantial, and you have to have business loans, you have to have a checking account before we'll do a loan for you. Not all of them are like that. I'm working with four or five different finance companies and lenders that can fund these things, that don't require these
relationships.
Yes, exactly. And so we're going to have to, you know, play it as it comes, right?
All right.
And lots of money available, but you guys get in line and get it.
I've got Henry in Northbrook, one of my neighbors. Henry, how are you? Thanks for calling the show.
Hey, David. Steve. Steve, when you answer my questions, talk slow so I understand them. I am Henry, the limo driver, S Corporation. Can I collect unemployment and apply or get this loan? I was told yes, no.
I don't believe you can, because then you're getting paid through another entity. So I read the law, you know, several times. It's 888 pages, but I didn't see. I don't think you can do both. You can't get paid twice, because okay. That'd be double.
I only got paid to pay. But if I get a loan, isn't it? So I have to declare it as income on my 2020 taxes. Am I correct? Pay taxes on that?
The answer is no, you do not. Okay, and if you get a loan is not income. Now, oftentimes, if you have a loan that's forgiven, they'll call it 1099-C. Well, you usually get a 1099-C, which is a cancellation of debt. But this law specifically says that you will not get a 1099-C, and you will not pay taxes on the forgiven amount as income.
All right. Dave, do you have an answer? Do you have time for one question?
I'll tell you what. I got to take a long break here, so you got to hang tight, okay, brother?
Yes, sir.
All right, thanks, buddy. 312-981-7200. I am going to review the FHA forbearance rules again. Got a ton of text messages on that. Got a ton of emails. Keep them coming. I promise to review those before the end of the show. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. We are here to help you get through this coronavirus battle that we're in. We are on AM 720 WGN, the phone line and the text line, the MegaPros call and text line, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back to answer more of your questions.